Okay, close your eyes, please. Say, Holy Spirit, I need ears to hear, eyes to perceive, and a heart to understand what your Spirit is speaking to me. Amen?
Amen.
And amen. The first verse that I want to give to you is 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and most of you probably know it by heart. It's that we are made up of spirit, soul, and body. Earlier, we spoke about the soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions. We spoke about the body being blood, bone, and flesh. We spoke about the spirit being communion, conscience, and wisdom. I have a sister who's been in the hospital for a month. She's 91 tomorrow, and has been going through a major, major irritation, and lost track of some time, etc. And her daughter's been on the phone with me almost every day since, praying and asking God, and her background is like mine. And so she questioned me the other day, and her other sister was there, so she couldn't go into any deeper comments. But she said, well, I thought your spirit and your soul were the same. And I said, no, they're not. She says, well, when we have time, I want to know. Today, as I was crying out to the Lord, I said, you know, Lord, I don't know what you want today. And he sent me back to a book that I really enjoyed. And it's from Doug. And I want to take you to that same scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. It tells us that we are a triune being. Obviously, physical abuse is born in the body, but it also born in the soul, mind, will, and emotions. Many of our scars are emotional or mental in nature, what many call emotional baggage. Can anybody relate?
Amen.
This is also born in the soul, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17, tells us that he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. It tells us that he who is joined, are you joined to the Lord? Are you one spirit with him? Mm-hmm. Yes, you are. You read that correctly. Our human spirit is joined in oneness to the Spirit of God. Ideally, we then begin to live a life that is motivated and directed by the Spirit. We are born from above the realm of the Spirit, and we live our lives based from the Spirit rather than from the soul, which is mind, will, and emotions. We die to the old life of living from our mind, will, and emotions, the realm of the soul, and are resurrected to a new life originating from the Spirit. A spirit that is perfect and complete with no scars, because the Spirit of God has no hurts and no wounds. Look at your neighbor. Say, your spirit has no scars. And it has no hurts.
And no wounds.
So if you live from there, you'll taste of the new creation. Ah. That's a lot to swallow. Because we have been trained, and including me, to allow the Lord to heal inner wounds. Well, unfortunately, much of modern Christianity does not teach this, so we have many in the church who have perhaps experienced spiritual rebirth, but still living life controlled by the soul, mind, will, and emotions, yet trying to behave in a godly manner that is foreign to the Adam sin nature of their soul. The Adam part of you is everything about emotions. It's everything about feelings. It's everything about me, me, me. How many can relate? All right. This alone creates a major problem that is then compounded by a particular hurt, wound, scar, born in the soul. We know how the Bible says that we are supposed to feel and act. But for many, their actual experiences is very different because of emotional, what? Emotional baggage. You got it. God has made a wonderful provision for this. As he says in Ezekiel 36, verse 26. So that one might be something you want to write down. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. Because I want to take you there. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. Are you ready? I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you, from your heart, the stone of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Whoa, that's a pretty good promise, huh? Try it on. Say, God will give me, a new heart. And he's planning to put a new spirit in me if I'm submissive. And he will remove from me the heart of stone and give me a heart of flesh. I've already received the spirit. That's a deposit. Now, when you and I make a deposit on something, the normal habit is to what? Make payments until you get the whole thing done. Right? If you put something on layaway, what do? You pay on it. What's God saying? I gave you a deposit, and if you require of me, I will give you the rest. Now, I'm going to take you back to verse 22. Ezekiel is prophesying, therefore say to the house of Israel, this is what the sovereign Lord says. It is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I'm going to do these things, but for the sake of my holy name. So it doesn't depend on your good behavior or how ugly you might think you are, which you have profaned among the nations where you have gone. I will show the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, the name you have profaned among them. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the sovereign Lord, when I show myself holy through you before their eyes. The secret is through whom?
Yes.
Yeah. So look at your neighbor, say, God's advertising through you.
God's advertising.
And the nations will see. And the nationalities will see. The same Jesus that I see in you, alive in me. Got it? Got it. All right. 24. I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. Where are we living right now? Since 1967, in the natural, God has begun to rebuild a nation. Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Is he progressing in it? If he's progressing in the natural, he's progressing in the
spirit.
Got it. 25. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. Doesn't say might be. Yes or no? You will be. The sprinkling of clean water is the sprinkling of the Holy Spirit. That's what's going on. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. Whew. How many have ever worshipped themselves in a mirror? Thank you. Oh my God, you're cute today. Go ahead and laugh.
Worship yourself in a mirror?
Oh yeah, it's got to be just right.
Oh, why did I ask?
You opened your mouth, girl.
I know.
We got to be just right. What is that? Okay? And you see those things that are idols.
I was sort of the tourist. We never did that.
Come on. Vanity of vanities.
God,
amen.
Help us.
God help us. And the older we get, sometimes we get worse. And not, maybe I shouldn't have said you, we. I should have said me. Here we go. 25, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. It doesn't say he's going to try. He's going to do it. I will give you a new heart. He's in the process. Put a new spirit in you. He's already done it. Amen? I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees. Move you!
That's the answer to David's prayer.
Yes! Yes! Move you! Shove you! Kick you! Whatever he has to do. Some of us are stubborn. Amen? All right. You will live, 28, in the land I gave your forefathers. You will be my people, and I will be your God. And I will save you from all your uncleanness, and will call you the grain and make it plentiful, and will not bring famine upon you. I will increase the fruit of the trees and the crops of the field, so that you will no longer suffer disgrace among the nations, etc. Now, I gave you a lot of food there. But I want to give you back a little bit of this book. Because I could explain it on my own, but the way he did it is an awesome way. And I want to respect our friend Doug because he did a good job. I am going to be on his case to rewrite this book because he told me it ain't perfect and he wants to correct it. I tell him it's time to get it going because I miss it. Here we go. You ready? The word for flesh in that verse is the root word besat, which means to be fresh. The word for heart in Hebrew means feelings, will, and intellect. It is speaking of the soul. I believe that this new soul or heart doesn't necessarily manifest instantaneously because of the human function of memory. How many have a problem with memory banks? Got it. And we tend to be creatures of habit. I believe it to be a process. This new soul, heart, is led by the Spirit and free from hurts and wounds because it is the mind, will, and emotions of Christ. Oh. If I have the mind, will, and emotions of Christ, what am I doing trying to repair it on my own? You're not going to like the next part, but I'm going to give it to you anyway because it is going to awaken you to trust and obey.
I can't even wait.
Okay. Are we not to have the mind of Christ? Just as we received a new spirit, his spirit, at conversion, we are receiving a new soul, his soul, and one day we'll receive a new body, his glorified body.
Praise the Lord.
About 25 years ago, the Holy Spirit showed me this prayer of agreement. And he said to me, how do you think that he was transformed on the mountain of transfiguration? It's when his soul and his spirit were in perfect harmony. Perfect harmony. Everything was in perfect order, and he was then declared to be the Son of the Most High God. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. And he radiated the glory of God, and he became then at that point, unable to die unless he gave up of his own soul. That's when Jesus became fully alive in God. The fullness of the Father went right in him, and he radiated the glory of the Father. When you and I are in full harmony in our soul and in our spirit, the body will not be able to remain the same. Amen. It will not be able to remain in a dying position. It's the power of resurrection that's going to just burst within you. And you will start radiating the light of the Father. Now close your eyes for a minute. Say, when I start radiating the light of the Father,
when I start radiating the light of the Father,
like Jesus did on the mountain,
like Jesus did on the mountain,
will Peter be around to build a few tabernacles?
I didn't get that.
Peter was right there when Jesus was transfigured, and he wanted to build a tabernacle. He wanted to worship.
Yes.
See how we are so trained in the natural that we dissect from the natural and we reason things out from the natural. I put this in so that you could get a glorified understanding of what is next to happen to the body of Christ. And I can guarantee you, you're going to get persecuted. I can guarantee it. Those that will radiate, like it says in Daniel chapter 22, I believe, he says, these will radiate the light of the Father. Believe me, it's going to be serious business. A very serious and potentially damaged problem arising when we attempt to heal the wounded and scared soul because we are to be receiving a new soul, not healing the old soul. Got it? There are many well-intentioned Christian ministries who would have us focus on all our attention on our hurts and wounds, taking us on a spiritual journey to the source of our pain in order to bring healing. However, this technique pulls our attention away from the new soul. We are receiving and focused on the old scared soul. So Matthew 6:22 tells us that the eye is the light of the body. In other words, our focus, our eye, is what illuminates our life. What we focus on is what we become. So I'm focused on my painful experiences, and I'm focused on all my old hurts, and guess what you're going to be focused on as you do that? Death.
That's right.
Death and destruction. And fear tactics. By focusing on our wounds of our souls, we actually give authority to those wounds and allow them to determine our destiny. Say ouch. How many have lived there? Got it. In other words, if our eye is evilly focused on the evil done to us by us, then our whole life will be filled with darkness. I had a bad day and I'm looking forward to another bad day. And oh my God, if you only knew, would you pray with me? Oh, I need inner healing. I've been there. And I'm not making mockery. I am telling you that many Christians live there. And it's not God. We are putting ourselves in touch with our minds, will, and emotions, and effectively establishing a base of authority there. Initially, there is usually what feels to be a positive response because there is normally a release of emotions that is a result of this journey to the past. However, we cannot confuse the release of pent-up emotions with God's ultimate purpose, which is to give me and you a new soul. Are you ready to receive that new soul tonight? Would you put your Bibles down? There's much more, but that's as far as I believe we need to go. Because it gets a little heavy, and I don't want to take you on a trip where you're not going to survive. I'm serious. Put your Bibles down. Huh?
Is the outside of that book yellow?
No. It's not available right now either, so I want you to stand. Come to the front. We're going to do this together because everything we receive by faith. Amen? It is by faith that you received your salvation. It's by faith that you receive your new soul. And we're all done dwelling on the old because the old is bringing death. Yes, I love you.
You're hiding on us.
You can't hide behind the pole there, girl. There's no way.
Get out here.
Say, Father, I'm learning.
Father, I'm learning.
That I have a gift coming from you.
That I have a gift coming from you.
Because you promised it through Ezekiel.
A
brand new soul.
A brand new soul.
A brand new heart.
A brand new heart.
A heart of flesh.
A heart of flesh.
One that is not cold and hard.
One that is not cold and hard.
But one that is very tender and full of mercy.
One that is very tender and full of mercy.
Towards myself first.
Towards myself first.
Got it?
Got it.
Oh. Why? Why it does have to be for myself first? Thank you. Try to tell your bank account that you're full of money if you didn't put any deposits in.
Oh, don't get me going now.
Again, close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Definitely.
Definitely.
You have a plan.
You have a plan.
To create that new heart in me.
To create that new heart in me.
And I'm receiving it by faith.
And I'm receiving it by faith.
I declare it now.
I declare it now.
Romans 10:9-10.
Romans 10:9-10.
Believing with my heart.
Believing with my heart.
That I have received.
That I have received.
It will be done unto me.
It will be done unto me.
I declare with boldness.
I declare with boldness.
My Heavenly Father.
My Heavenly Father.
By His Holy Spirit right now.
By His Holy Spirit right now.
Is imparting me a heart of flesh.
Is imparting me a heart of flesh.
Moldable.
Moldable.
Healable.
Healable.
And full of grace.
And full of grace.
Full of favor.
Full of favor.
Full of healing.
Towards me first.
So that I can release healing.
And salvation.
To those that are hurting more than me.
To those that are hurting more than me.
I receive this new heart of flesh.
I receive this new heart of flesh.
By believing for it.
By believing for it.
And let all fear be loosed.
And let all fear be loosed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
God did not give me a spirit of fear.
God did not give me a spirit of fear.
He gave me power, love, and a sound mind.
He gave me power, love, and a sound mind.
2 Timothy 1:7.
2 Timothy 1:7.
Guarantees it.
Guarantees it.
So I rejoice.
So I rejoice.
That I have a heart of flesh.
That I have a heart of flesh.
It is now being worked on.
It is now being worked on.
By the Holy Ghost.
By the Holy Ghost.
And I can't wait to see.
I can't wait to see.
The fruit.
The fruit.
That it will bear.
That it will bear.
With me.
With me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
More grace, Lord Jesus. More grace. More grace. More grace. More grace. Lift your hands to Him. Say, Father, we glorify you.
Father, we glorify you.
We thank you that the promise is fulfilled in us tonight. We have a new heart. A new mind, will, and emotion. And we rejoice. That it's a gift from you. I didn't have to earn it.
I didn't have to
dance for it. It's mine tonight.